Parshas Truma. Torah says, pasuk we've all heard a number of times, Vasuli Mikdash, make for me a Beis HaMikdash, and I will dwell in them, and not in it. According to Zohar HaKadosh, this pasuk is not a one-time instruction to build a Mishkan. It's not a two-time instruction to build a Mishkan and a base HaMikdash. But in fact, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, this is a mitzvah that's applicable b'zman hazeh. How would Vasuli Mikdash be applicable b'zman hazeh in New York City, in Pomona? Make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell within them. How might that be a mitzvah? A shul. Zakt the Hilik Zohar HaKadosh. That means that there is a mitzvah for us to have a shul. According to the Gemara in Megillah, there's really shechina in a shul. It's not just a place where there's less distractions, but there's a ruchnius, there's a spirituality. I just heard a story this morning that there was a fellow that came to Rav Noach Weinberg, Zichron Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Eish Hater, and said he's looking for spirituality. So he's sat through all kinds of classes at Eish, didn't find spirituality, decided he was going to go from place to place in Eretz Yisrael, in Eish Sharim, all kinds of places, fast. Came back to Noach Weinberg after a few weeks of searching, and he says, there's no spirituality here. People following laws and doing things, but there's no spirituality. So Rav Noach looked at him and he said, what's your opinion about the Rufnikim? And he said, the whom? The Rufnikim! I'm not familiar with them. I don't have an opinion. I don't know who they are. Come on, listen. Just give me your opinion. I don't care. Just what's your opinion about the Brafnikim? So he said, Rabbi, I don't know who they are. I can't. I don't have an opinion. I don't even know what they say. I don't know anything. I've never encountered them. I don't know what they are. Just give me an opinion, whatever it is. Just an opinion. Of course, he refused to give his opinion because he doesn't know what it is. So he says, and what makes spirituality any different? You do know what it is that you're sure you haven't found it? The Rav famously said that Ruchnius is connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's following mitzvahs. Sometimes we feel it, and sometimes we don't. But rest assured that when a connection is forged because one is doing the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a connection. There's spirituality. And if a person thinks he's being spiritual, and he isn't doing a mitzvah, rest assured he has accomplished nothing other than stirring up his emotions. So according to Zohar HaKadosh, Vasuli Mikdash v'shochanti b'seicham is a mitzvah even b'zman hazeh to encounter Shechina and to connect to Shechina. Number one, and this is I think what we all intuitively know and already said, the chiddush of v'shochanti b'seicham, I will dwell in them, is not in it. But there was Shechina in it, right? So why does a Kaddish Baruch Hu have to say that? Just say, V'shochanti b'soichoi. Like, what's wrong with saying, and I'll dwell in it? Is it not true that there's Shechina in the Mikdash? So what are we saying then in the pasuk? What's the pasuk trying to tell us? Galus. Even in galus. Okay, anybody else? What does everybody always say whenever they say this word? You've heard the word a million times, no? The Kaddish Baruch Hu lives in each and every Jew. The purpose of building Beis HaMikdash is not what? that there's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah rests. But the purpose in giving the Shekhinah a place is that the Shekhinah is with us. And then, V'shachanti b'saycham. So one nekuda is, and I don't know that this is the way we usually think about it, but we mentioned yesterday, the pasuk says, Shabbosai tishmoiru umikdashi tiro. Remember? That keep Shabbos and fear the mikdash. And Chazal had this funny idea. Maybe you should have been afraid of the building. And he said, no, kamash malan. You're supposed to fear the one that's in it, just like Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, not the building. Why in the world would you fear the building? So we developed this idea that sometimes things that are very, very close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they almost risk avodah zarah, like the throne room of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Give the birds.
I'm still throwing it on the floor.
Then there's a risk that a person may take things out of context. Here too. Chevra, don't turn the Beis HaMikdash into the only place where there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't make your shul the only place where there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The story of Rav Huttner at the Talmud, the doctor said, I feel like I'm leading a double life. Well, if you've got an apartment in one city, an apartment in another city, and you're always going between the two, I get you, you got a double life. But you got a house with lots of rooms, you can go from one room to the next. That's a broad life, not a double life. But if a person goes to shul, and that's where he's religious, because that's where Hashem is, v'shochanti b'soichoy, you'll find Shechina there, but not anywhere else. Okay, so that's a double life. V'shochanti b'soichom. That's A. B, and this is what I want to focus on, what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? What do you say?
What's the purpose of it?
What is the purpose of making a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan?
To serve Hashem every single day. For us to like be able to recognize Hashem like in our lives. So we can, I guess the reason that we would bring Korbanos is to show that we are serving you, Hashem, every like day in, day out. We believe that you are a part of our lives, and we need something physical to, I guess, display our gratitude to him.
It's a handicap.
It's really for us.
Handicap?
Yes, because like you said, that basically that is really the Hashem is really within us, however it's harder to necessarily visualize it like that, and so therefore by having a physical structure, it helps us to see that.
Men are handicapped. They don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They need something concrete. They need something to be able to...
Right, that basically allows us to see it. Because otherwise it's very difficult.
Right. This is a challenge of davening, right? When we daven and we're supposed to imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but not a thing in front of us, not going to a person, not... So that's a challenge, right? To sort of think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is opposite us without anything to imagine or relate to. So at least there's a physical structure. It's not good enough to have tefillin, it's not good enough to have mitzvah, it's not good enough to have tzitzis, it's not good enough. Because it has to represent like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's throne room.
It does represent it though, in a sense. Not fully, but it's closer than...
What?
I think it's more related.
What's not enough tefillin? Even Beis HaMikdash, well, you don't have it, so you wouldn't know.
Basically,
in general.
I'm pretty sure it's other Beis HaMikdash would be a little different.
I'm just saying, in our mind, though, I feel like that's like more like a throne room.
For sure.
Right, and so that's why I feel like it's a more clear image, even though we don't really understand it.
Can I tell you something unbelievable? Rav Chatzka Levenstein, who I've mentioned to you a few times already, and I keep saying the same stories again and again.
You were still doing things, and then it got destroyed. It's never enough.
When Rav Chatzka decided he was going to go to yeshiva, so he was zoicha to a shmuz from Rav Yerucham Levavitz. And the shmuz went something along the lines of, yesterday we spoke about techeles. Why does the Torah say you need to put a techeles string on your tzitzis? Does the Torah explain itself, or this is like tamei mitzvahs?
Well, it's symbolic, no?
Leman, tiz, kirues, kol mitzvos Hashem. The purpose of, fundamentally, the techeles is to remind you of all the mitzvahs of Hashem. To So when you look at your tzitzis, everybody remembers all the mitzvahs of Hashem, right? That's what we think about when we put our tzitzis on, right? How are you supposed to remember all the mitzvahs? How are you supposed to? So everybody knows the famous...
You have to remember all of them, you just have to know that there's 613.
Okay, so what's the... How does it work? What's the gematria?
Oh, yeah, the five...
Tzitzis is... 600.
Right, and then the five
knots. Knots, five knots and eight. Strings is... 613.
Wow.
But it's not what the Gemara says, though, right? Anybody know what the Gemara says?
There's 614.
You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, because you look at the Techeles, and Techeles is blue. Reminds you of the sea. Sea reminds you of the sky. Color of the sky reminds you of sapphires. And that reminds you of the Kisei HaKavim. Said Rabbi Rachum Levavitz, do you know what it means to put on tzitzis? It means to don, to place upon ourselves the Kisei HaKavod. It means to place upon ourselves the Kisei HaKavod. That we're supposed to try to be so aware of what tzitzis are that when we put them on in the morning, it's like placing the Kisei HaKavod on our shoulders. Now, that takes a lot of consciousness to think about what we're doing, to stop and think, to make a bracha, and then to... And even to think that's what Techeles represents, and if you don't have Techeles, then what? But that's the goal. So that's, in a certain way, David, bringing ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu's throne room without the Beis HaMikdash. You hear what I'm saying? Because if that's what it's supposed to remind us of when we put on our tzitzis, it's like we're bringing the throne room to ourselves. So it's interesting. I think every child... Let me ask you. What do you think, and your typical average child, you tell him there's something called a Beis HaMikdash. How do we even present it to children? What do you say it is? Oh, that is what?
Beis HaMikdash.
What? The kid wants to know, what's the Beis HaMikdash, Daddy?
God's house.
So what does a child think is the purpose of God's house? What's the purpose of anyone's house? It's obviously for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Visit and get candy.
Is that what happens when you're at home? We're bringing karbanos. The karbanos are called karbani lachmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's
bread.
Who's eating the bread?
Not
sounds like a Kaddish Baruch. The Mizbeach is referred to as a Shulchan, the Shalifnei Hashem, Hashem's table. I mean, isn't it clear that the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world?
So we're his servants. We're making his food.
But Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti Veseicham. You see already in the pasuk, there's a tension here. Yes, you're making me the Beis HaMikdash. It eventually became Beis HaMikdash. It starts off as a Mishkan, but it's the same thing. Same structure, right? Rambam describes it morphed over time. So you're making it for me, but what's the purpose? V'shachanti v'soicham. The purpose is not that I should have a place to live. The purpose is that I should dwell within you and among you. The very beginning of the parasha. How does it begin? Anybody know? Tum's time. V'yikhu li truma. Translation. It's a prediction about the future or a command? A command. So how do you translate it? And they shall. And they shall what?
Take truma.
Was one more word? V'yikhu li truma. They shall take truma for me. Understand. The U of Tums. T-U. Work to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because... Thank you. That's not how you say it. Speak to B'nai Israel and tell them, and they shall give me truma. And what does the pasuk say? V'yikhu li. They shall take Taking is in what direction usually? You take it for yourself. You don't take things for someone else. V'yikhu li truma. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti be'seicham. V'yikhu li. Don't you see the same duality? That on the one hand, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is that when you do this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's really for you. And the Sefer HaChinuch has an arichus about this, on this mitzvah. And he says we need to remind ourselves and realize that mitzvahs are for us. Everything in this world is for us. Everything is an opportunity, some things are challenges, and everything in this world is here for us. Now, by mitzvahs, that's pretty obvious, right? Well, there's a pasuk. You guys know this pasuk? In Devarim, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ve'ata with an ayin. Let's translate. You ready? Ve'ata Yisrael. And now, Yidden. Ma Hashem Eloikecha Shoyel Me'imach. What does Hashem, your Lord, Shoel Me'imach, ask from you? Ki im liyira, just to fear, es Hashem Eloikecha, Hashem, your Lord. Laleches b'chol derechav, to walk in all his ways. He has ways, apparently. Ula ahava oisai, love him. V'la avoid es Hashem aleikecha. V'chol levavcha. V'chol nafshecha. Lishmor. The list seems to be getting kind of long. Ki'im, just to fear. There's like a long list here, right? Lishmor es mitzvah Hashem. Ves chukoisav. So there are mitzvahs and chukim. So if you're contrasting them, the assumption is there are things we understand and things that we don't understand. Asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, that I am commanding you today. You ready? Last two words. L'toiv lach. To do good for you, for your benefit. V'shteit in pasuk, as they say. This is a pasuk saying in no uncertain terms. There's a long list of things that I expect of you. Do you know, anybody know offhand where this pasuk is quoted as a basis for an entire sefer, one of the most important sefarim we have? Most people don't realize this because they don't read the introduction. This is the basis of the entire sefer called Mesilas Yesharim. His entire book is based on this pasuk. He says, it doesn't tell you how to get there. It just tells you what you got to do. How do you get there? Well, let me tell you. And then his entire sefer is based on that. That's what his entire sefer is about. So what does it say? What are the last two words? L'toiv? L'ach. For your benefit, to do good for you. All of the mitzvahs are not to give us a hard time. They're not to make life difficult. They're not so that we can resent the Kaddish Baruch Hu and all the things we need to do. They're not. It's all there, l'toiv lach. So by mitzvahs, it's spelled out in no uncertain terms. But not Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a home for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. No. V'asu li mikdash v'sirchanti b'sircham v'ikhu li truma. What's the chiddush in that? So there's obviously a lot to talk about, but there's one more pasuk that seemed to be a contradiction to everything that we just learned. Anyone want to take a guess? Are there any pasukim that describe the purpose of the world or the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations? Or, I mean, we just described the purpose of mitzvahs, right? Is there any pasuk that you might be aware of that seems to contradict that? There is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Gimel, pasuk Zayin. Kol hanikra vishmi, all that is called in my name, v'lichvaydi, and in my honor, berasiv, I created, yitzarativ, I formed, afasisiv, I have also made. Seems like the pashup shot in the pasuk is, everything that exists is created to give me honor. That's why I created it. Wait a minute. I thought it was for us. You think this is a contradiction? Or no? You don't think it's a contradiction? You have an answer, or you're not sure?
Well,
what do you think about the Brahminics?
I think the giving on thing is an indirect.
But it says that's why I did it. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. This is why I created. I created to give myself honor. The chavoyed.
Through
us. What do you mean?
I don't know. It's a selfish reason, though. As in, we're saying is that it's like saying that it's, he did something. At the end of the day, he still expects us to follow the mitzvot for our own benefit too, and then he gets benefit as well. So it's like a mutual benefit.
So is that why he created it? Is it l'tov lach, or is it to give himself honor?
Both. It can't be both.
Yeah, it probably is. He's got to figure out how to spell it out exactly. So one, yeah.
When we do mitzvot, we benefit from it, and we also honor him in the process. Because then people understand that it's coming from him.
So is one primary and one secondary? One possibility is that the honor of a Kaddish Baruch Hu perhaps is that everything that's been created in the world is L'Toyev Lach. The greatest Baal Chesed is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When we demonstrate that everything is for us and we're using it, and we give that Kavod to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so maybe that's part of it. But I want to finish with this. You know how we asked, what's the difference between having a Beis HaMikdash and donning the Kisei HaKavod by putting on tzitzis? And there are different ways to look at that, of course. But probably the most fundamental difference is that why does the Beis HaMikdash have guards? Why does the Beis HaMikdash have to have people wearing fancy clothing? Why does it have to be coated in gold? Well, what do you think? Is it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then what's it for? It's for us when we go there. So what is that? How do we spell that out? What is that? What are we doing by creating that environment, that ambiance, that beauty? It helps us to realize that this is of great significance. So how would you describe the activity, the behavior, if you had to label it? The behavior of dressing up the Kohanim in these clothing and coating everything in this beautiful gold, making it so awesome. What kind of behavior is that? We're doing what? We're beautifying, and we're giving it what? Is there like, how would you describe that behavior? How do you categorize that type of behavior? Probably, right?
Like stature.
Stature. Honor. Glorifying it. We're making it something that we put on a pedestal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world l'chvoidi for his kavod. What are we doing with all of this? We're giving him kavod. Are you giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavod when you put the kisei kavod on you with your tzitzis? Well, you are because you're listening to him, but it's not the same. When you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you treat it like a Beis HaMikdash, in the way you behave, in the way that you make it, in the way that it speaks to you, in what you're doing for it, you're being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's what this life is all about. Now that benefits you, because it's for you. But when you are able to maximize who you are and what you are and what you're doing here, is because you recognize that it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the difference between Beis HaMikdash and all those other mitzvahs that we have, or all the other mitzvahs, l'toiv lach, are clearly stated that they're for your benefit. But I would have thought that Beis HaMikdash is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamash Milan says a Sefer HaChinuch, v'yikchu li, but it's v'yikchu for yourselves, take it, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'saycham, that even the Beis HaMikdash, which is an activity, a behavior of giving kavod, that also is for you. And that's an interesting thing to think about. Because usually, giving kavod to someone else is a forfeiture of yours. Right? When you honor someone else, it's because they're better than you. And that's usually not it. Well, not usually. It's sometimes not a good feeling. You with me on that? You agree? Disagree?
enter your own mind.
Isn't it true that every time you honor somebody else, you have to feel a little bit smaller than you did before?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. If you didn't even have a question in mind.
Just, what do you mean? Explain.
Yeah, I'll walk through the room, see a Buddha, and then think, I'm anywhere close, he is above me, and I recognize that. But if there's someone who I don't necessarily feel the importance of, like a teacher, I don't like, I go over, I give him kavod.
It does or does not?
It does.
It does. But even the guttle you're saying, it's just that that was already a preconceived notion. So the behavior just reinforces that. The behavior of granting him kavod just reinforces this idea that obviously I put him on a pedestal because that's where he belongs.
Like I actively feel like I'm getting lower.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. Isn't it true that the act of giving the behavior, of giving someone kavod, makes you feel a little smaller? No? It's a recognition of what's... Maybe it depends how much you love him.
Yeah, I guess. Like, when you're talking about seeing God, when you see God, I don't feel like small about it. I just feel like, look at the potential, like, look what you can do. You know what I mean? It doesn't make me feel like, oh, I'm... Like small, I don't know, it's like, look what I
could
reach.
I think the mistake is it's not the public that makes you feel small. It's not something that you do that would make you feel small. It's automatically when you see a public, recognize that you are smaller. Or whoever it is.
Let me ask the question like this. I want you to picture two people going into a building. One of them is a big bully that you can't stand. Puts you down all the time. And the other one is maybe a disabled individual. You're going to hold the door for both of them separately. How do you feel when you hold the door for the bully? Like you're kind of hoping maybe his hand is caught in the door on the way in?
The example doesn't work.
Why not?
Because
they're not holding
the
door open for the disabled person.
It's not even that. You're holding the door for
just
a bully.
It's
not the same thing like showing cover.
But how do you feel? I want to know how you feel. How do you feel if you end up holding the door for that guy? Maybe it's an accident. Maybe you held the door for somebody else, and then this guy walks in right behind him. You don't have enough time to close the door before he walks in. You end up holding the door for him.
I would feel like this garbage does not deserve me opening the door for him.
Right.
But the fact that I did makes me feel even better.
Yeah,
okay, okay. But that's what I'm trying to get at, right? To the extent that you feel, holding the door for someone, is it necessary?
That's why I'm saying it doesn't work.
No.
This is a guy who's holding the
door. Right, you don't have to hold the door for somebody.
He
can open the door for himself. You know what I mean? You know, you go on a date and you're going to drive the girl someplace, right? You think she can't open the door? You think she can't close the door behind her? Chivalry. That's right. It's all an expression of kavod. Holding the door for someone is not necessary for the person that they can open the door themselves. But it shows that you care. It shows that you respect them. But when you hold the door for somebody that you don't like, there's a feeling, I don't like putting them on a pedestal.
Yeah, it's
not?
I think everything that you do, if you do it for something else, or if you do it for something in return, you're not really doing it the way
it's. Okay. But that's the bottom line.
If I do something for you, but then I get mad that you don't say thank you, I feel like I just relinquished everything I get. Because I'm not.
So you're a big daddy.
For you to say thank you, I should be doing it.
Good. Beautiful. So let's finish with this. This is the point I just wanted to bring out. I agree with you. I'm just trying to bring it out in the example. There are some times when we feel like I don't want to give him kavod because it makes me feel smaller. It makes me feel like, you know, he's somebody that I'm holding the door for. And I don't want to do that. or we could view it the way you do, which has something to do with it. And when a person holds the door for someone that they want to hold the door for, why don't they feel smaller and upset? Because they feel they're doing the right thing. They feel that by giving kavod, they become bigger. It's the same thing with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. By us giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is there, according to this approach, to say for Achinoch and whatnot. The Beis HaMikdash is there for us to give this kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. But ultimately, the result, the purpose of all of that is for us. The Aliyah for today discusses in very vague detail the structure of the items, the kelim, in the Beis HaMikdash. You know what I'm talking about? Where was the Arum? In the Kodesh HaKadashim. And then there was a paroiches in front of it. What was in front of the Arum? In the Heichal, in the next room? There was a menorah on one side, a shulchan on another side, and the pasuk, the Aliyah today didn't get to it yet. But eventually we're going to discover there's also a Mizbeach HaZahav. The copper Mizbeach was the one for Karbanos, that was outside. But inside was the one for, what was it for? For Ketores. That one was made out of gold, not copper. So if you are facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on your left is the menorah, on your right is the shulchan, and in the center, a little bit forward, would be that Mizbeach HaZahav. Vasuli Mikdash v'shachante b'soichon. Let's go full circle to where we started. What does the Zohar Kaddish say about that pasuk? Sure. That it's a mitzvah even b'zman hazeh to build a shul. And there's shechina in the shul, v'shachante b'soichon. Which means that a shul is a mikdash ma'at. So, how is a shul structured? Where's the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What was in the Arun? The Luchos, and maybe a Sefer Torah as well, Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe that's on the outside. But for sure the Luchos was in there. There's a halacha. When Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Luchos, it says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, with some of them but Aron. You have to put them in Aron. You'll note, the Aron wasn't built yet. So what Aron is he supposed to put them in? That's also true. He didn't have one yet. He had to make a box. There's a halacha that Luchos have to be put in Aron. The Rambam wants to know, why is it that we don't just put every Sefer Torah on a shelf in shul? There are lots of Sfarim on the shelves. Why can't we just put it on a shelf and when we're ready, we'll take it out and read it? Does it have to be in an urn? We've grown up like that, so we just take it for granted. Why can't it be another Sefer on the shelf? Says Rambam, it's way more than kavod. You know why? Because in every Sefer Torah is also the Aseres Hadibros. And because of that, a Sefer Torah is not just a Sefer Torah. You know what else it is? It's Luchos. It has a halacha of Luchos. If it has a halacha of Luchos, where does it have to be? In an Aron. They don't have a status because it's not a din. It's not a regular din of a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is a din Luchos. That's what the Rambam writes. So therefore, it has to be in an Aron. The Aron has a paroiches. Guess what? Why does it have to have a paroiches? Because it's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because the Aron's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where are we standing when we daven? Well, there are two parts to every shul. You know, there was a big debate. Have you ever seen the structure of the more modern structures? Maybe it's a Reformed temple. Where they've taken, where you read the Torah, and where do they put it? On the stage, in the front. No, they're all mixed seating. But it's all in the front. Where does a shul have that bima that you read the Torah from? Where is it? Is it in the front by where the chazan is? It's in the middle where the people are. It's in the section where the people are. There's a Kodesh HaKadoshim in the front. Did you know that there's a menorah in shul? There's always a ner tamid. Do you find that language by the menorah? Laha alois ner tamid. That lashon is how you're supposed to light the menorah because the menorah is in the shul. It's okay, but it's a constant light that's there. What? Let me ask you a question. If its location is in the center of the shul and not in the front, so then what does that mean to you? And what do we read from it?
We say Davin is like Karbanos, so it should be the
Be'ah. Davin is like Karbanos? Tefillah is like karbanos, keneged tmidim tiknum.
Yeah.
But David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tikan tefilasi kiktaris lefanecha. Please accept my tefillahs like kiktaris before you. So the amud that Chazan davens from, which is in the middle, it's in the front. It's in the front. That's because that represents what? Which one? The Mizbeach for Keteris Mizbeach Azor. Tigan Tfilasi Kikteris Lefanacha. Where the Chazan davens from is not the one we read the Torah from. Sometimes practically we do that for practical reasons. But he's supposed to have a separate one that's in the front of the shul. Because that's the Mizbeach for Keteris. The Shulchan that we read the Torah on, you ever notice that on Rosh Chodesh today? What did we lane today? Why did we lane the karbanos? Did you ever notice that? When every day when there is a musaf, we daven musaf. Did you ever notice the Kriyas HaTorah is also the karbanos? And where do we read it from? On the Mizbeach, let's say in our shul. Shabbos being the exception. Because that's the Mizbeach for sacrifices. That is the Mizbeach on the Chayishas. That's in the middle. Because that was outside the Heichal, not inside the Heichal. And that's why it's located outside. The only thing that's missing is the Shulchan. Where is the Shulchan in Shul? So I don't have a good answer to this, but one possibility is that's why you'll find that stucco box in every Shul. Because the Shulchan represents Parnasa and the Bracha for Parnasa. And we make sure that everybody that doesn't have Parnasa gets Parnasa by making sure there's always, every Shul, there's a stucco box and there's a person going around collecting stucco. It's also a fundamental part of shul. Perhaps that's the expression of the shulchan in each and every shul. So what's the purpose of Beis HaMikdash? Wait a second. Let me finish with this. What's the purpose of Beis HaMikdash? To give that covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just to bring us closer to the Kisei HaKavod, but by doing acts of raising up HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a pedestal and showing that this is what it's all about, by giving covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for us. What's the Mikdash Ma'at? Our shuls. When you walk into our shul, you go into your shul for Shabbos, for tonight, for Mar, your Beis Medrash, wherever you are, that's a Mikdash Ma'at. We're going in to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could daven at home, right? We daven b'tzibur, the tefillos are more powerful that way, but we also go because we're going to our Beis HaMikdash. We're going to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to give kavod to the Shekhinah. V'shachanti b'soicham. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Asu li mikdash. Every generation we build shuls because that's our miniature Beis HaMikdash until b'mehir v'yameinu we have the real one back. Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you talk in a shul? You can't talk in a shul. The whole purpose of the shul is to give kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it benefits us, but it doesn't mean that you paid for the shul and therefore you can do whatever you want in it. It's for me, but it's to your benefit that you give kavod to me. And when we go to the shul, it's only if it's only when that Beis HaMikdash, when that shul, when that Beis Medrash is used as a place of kedusha for the Shekhinah, then it becomes for you too. Because you're giving the proper kavod to it. So that's the full circle. What did we say? We say Basuli Mikdash. Zohar says it's a shul. We said that there are a couple of messages of that. Number one is that don't think a Kaddish Baruch Hu has a specific place. Oh, that's the place for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, not elsewhere. No. V'shachanti b'soicham, one message is, wherever we go, we have to bring a Kaddish Baruch Hu with us. The other message is that the purpose of Beis HaMikdash is not to be a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of Beis HaMikdash is to give us a place to give Him kavod. Why? V'yikru li truma, v'shachanti b'soicham, v'yikru and b'soicham are all the points that all mitzvahs are for us. All mitzvahs are for our benefit. We gain from mitzvahs. We gain constantly from mitzvahs. The Chiddush isn't, but Beis HaMikdash is not like that. That's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also for us. But it only is for us to the extent that we give it the proper kavod. And when we give it the proper kavod, then it becomes a Beis HaMikdash for us. And that's the pasuk that everything that was created, l'chvoydei barasiv, tzartiv asasi afas isiv. Yes, everything created to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's how, l'toiv lach, that everything that's really good is then given to us. And every single shul is structured mamish, like a Beis HaMikdash. All the kelim of Beis HaMikdash will find in your shul. And it just reinforces when we go into our shul, we're there to give kavod to the shul. And not chas v'shalom to do the opposite. But it should be a tremendous chizuk for us to realize that every single shul is a miniature Beis HaMikdash, the luchos. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is there. Everything is there. And when we walk in, we remind ourselves as we put our hand on the mezuzah and we walk in. And what do we say when we walk into a shul? Matoivu elecha Yaakov mishkenesecha Yisrael. Vani, v'roiv chastecha, Kodesh HaKadosh, you tremendous chesed that I'm still here to be able to do this. And we walk into shul as we say, avoy v'isecha, I'm coming into your house. Shal v'zoiche, to have this in mind, to be able to encourage others in this regard, that every single shul is a mikdash ma'ad, a very special place. And when we give it the proper kavod, it becomes something that puts us on a pedestal because we put a Kaddish Baruch Hu on a pedestal. Good Chodesh. Good Shabbos.